The Starting Lineup with Tyler Ivins and Will West on 99.1 The Sports Animal.
Vale, Will West, shout it to the top of the Rocky Mountains, the Smoky Mountains, the Rocky Tops. We're playing Cliffhanger today. For the first time listeners of the Refreshers, let them know here on 99.1 on TSL, how do you play Cliffhanger?
Here's how Cliffhanger works. We need two callers right now at 656-9900. Each contestant is going to get three numbers or stats-based clues. You can miss those three questions by a total of 15 points. You go over 15 points, you go over our metaphorical cliff. Contestant that can answer the fewest number of points missed is going to be your big winner. Tyler Ivins, tell them what the win.
You take it, you bake it. $4.25 for 17 minutes. Will, $25 from our friends at Papa Murphy's Pizza. Listen, all natural ingredients. They already have the pizza ready for you. You literally pick it up. You take it home and you bake it for 17 minutes. You could have your game day menu for this Saturday night set with our friends at Papa Murphy's Pizza. Kane, two contestants. They've got names. What are they?
Yeah, we got Joe and Bryce.
Let's get Joe in here first. Joe, you get to decide. Do you want your cliffhanger clues from me or from Will West?
From Will.
All right, here we go. I hope you know something about Joe about college football, specifically quarterbacks. We've already mentioned this stat on the air today. We've mentioned it twice. So if you've listened to the show for a second, you're going to be okay. How many touchdown passes does Matt Corral have on the season, Ole Miss quarterback?
I'm going to go with nine.
The answer is 12, so you're at 3. That's not bad at all. Again, the average person is going to hit right on 15. So you're ahead of, you're above average right now. Bryce Young leads the SEC in touchdown passes. How many touchdown passes does Bryce Young have on the season, Alabama's quarterback?
14.
The answer is 20. So that's at 6, so we're at 9. Ooh. You're still slightly above average right now. Tanner Mordecai from SMU leads the nation in touchdown passes. How many touchdown passes does Tanner Mordecai have on the season?
24.
The answer is 26. So you add 2 to that. You're sitting at 11. That's okay. Not bad whatsoever. That's, okay. That's definitely above average, Joe.
In our second contestant, who is it again?
Bryce.
Bryce coming on here, man. Tyler Ivins, you ready to get this? Because we got to keep it under 11 to pick up a W.
Let's get it, man.
That's my boy. I like hearing that, man. Confidence already oozing. Question number one. The Giants and Dodgers are going to play Game 5 tonight in the National League Division Series. Bryce, I need to know, how many games were they separated by in the NL West standings in 2021?
One.
My man, one game. That's good. You got 15 to play with. Well, technically, you got 10 to play with here. Let's go. Question number two. Tonight, the defending Super Bowl champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they're heading to the City of Brotherly Love. How many points are the defending Super Bowl champions favored by tonight against the Eagles?
I'll say 7.
Correct answer, 7. Bryce, you're going for a perfect score here, but I'm going to be honest with you. The third one's always a tough
one. It's going to get a lot tougher because you just went like, how many fingers are on my left hand? How many fingers are on my right hand?
Get out of here.
and then I need you to add together all the numbers that are on my license plate for the final one.
Question number three, Bryce. In his 3-plus years as the Raiders head coach, before he turned in his dismissal or his resignation letter, how many wins did John Gruden accrue in his second tenure with the Raiders?
Wait, could you say that again?
Okay, so remember, he coached for 4 years, but he turned his resignation in last week. So in the 3-plus years John Gruden was the head coach of the Oakland/Las Vegas Raiders, how many wins did he accrue? I already told him how many years. Just, you guys are making it seem like this is hard. Wins. 3-plus years. Second go around with the Raiders.
Play 22.
You got to be kidding me. 22's your answer? The correct answer is 22.
Nice job. Great job. That was a great job, Bryce. I'll be honest.
Did Bryce just go perfect?
Those first two were
shouts to Bryce because that last one was so difficult.
That last one was
to do
real
on
hard.
The fly, on the phone, okay. On live
Stop.
Radio. I mean, come
kill
on.
Kill the music. Kill the music.
No. Bryce deserves it right there. That
Bryce
was a heck of a job.
He just nailed that
he
last
100%
one.
Does. All right. Kill the music. Kill the
but
chatter.
But that takes Andrea Rippon Ivins in the studio.
I just told you how many years he had coached. All right. If you know the Raiders weren't successful the first couple of years, he was like, it's just common knowledge. John Gruden was there. When he returned as the Raiders coach, how well did they do? They've only been doing well maybe late last year and early this year. They just missed the playoffs. Yeah. So first year, cut it in half. Let's say eight's average. Me? I'm already thinking five,
it's
7-7.
The way you did it's fair because you went too easy, and especially anytime you go single-digit numbers, you got to make sure that you back that up with
One.
And you balanced it
the
out.
The escalator level of difficulty climb.
Easy, easy, real hard.
A lot to process there on the timer there for number three, but he did
so
great.
Let me ask you. Did that play out even?
Yeah, it did. Absolutely.
Exactly.
The average
person would miss his meal.
About 15.
You don't like my appetizer, guess what? That I'm about to kick you in the face with an entree and dessert.
What's it tell you when you get super defensive, huh?
No, what it tells me is that you fools don't know how to play sports Jeopardy is what it tells me.
Well, we're playing cliffhanger,
you got, and essentially what that means, boys, wait for it. How does it come full circle? Y'all over here playing checkers while I'm playing chess.
Yeah.
All right. That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying right now.
Good job,
Bryce. Somebody's playing checkers. I'm playing chess.
Nice.
That was a great job by Bryce. Why don't you guys pick up the telephone and get Bryce's information so he can get his $25 Bob Murphy's? That's what I'm saying is happening. 656-9900. 1-866-656-9900. This is where I remind myself I've got a gun on my head, like a headset, and I need to go check out the cars outside at Land Rover Knoxville. Will, let them know, why is it the luxury inventory is what you need when you stop by Parkside Drive later this morning?
That's right. Land Rover Knoxville, they have incredible inventory right now. The best certified pre-owned program in the luxury game. How about the luxury certified pre-owned Land Rovers right now? 100,000-mile warranty on those bad boys, and they've got a great selection here of luxury vehicles. Stop by and see them at Land Rover Knoxville.
I need to go take a personal timeout. I'll be right back when we get an update from Land Rover Knoxville, Tennessee Lottery Sports Update. Eric Kane, the guy who's about to take my job, go ahead and fire it away right now. 99.1, the Sports Animal.
This is a Tennessee Education Lottery Sports Minute.
ESPN has signed a five-year agreement with the NFL to broadcast the Monday night game during the first weekend of the playoffs beginning this year. Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow is on voice rest following throat injury that required a precautionary trip to the hospital. He's still expected to play Sunday against the Lions. Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa practiced Wednesday for the first time since fracturing his ribs in week two. The plan from head coach Brian Flores is to play Tua Sunday against the Jaguars after missing the past three games. And Cardinals tight end Max Williams will miss the rest of the season with a knee injury. Have a little fun with Instant Games. October Instant Games are available now at any Tennessee Lottery retailer with top prizes ranging anywhere from $5,000 up to $500,000. It's 8:13. Pete Michaels Traffic's coming up next. Good morning. I'm Eric Kane.
Miss any of Tyler and Will? Check out the Starting Lineup podcast online at sportsradiownml.com.
Teams get together from Outkick. It is Trey Wallace. And Trey, have you been paying attention to the barbs that have been thrown back and forth for a guy that claims that loves this university and fan base so much, and you can see him 364 days a year go back and forth with this fan base? Seems like he might be trying to stoke the fire a little bit, dude. Good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning. No, his Twitter game it's been pretty active this week. We got Rocky Top, we got Kenny Chesney, and the Ole Miss staff over there is throwing out some, chess versus checkers. I mean, they're really they're playing this thing up on Saturday night.
Are you more of a chess or checkers guy myself? Go ahead and give me that answer right now, because I need to know if I'm playing with you. No, you never want to bring a rock fight to a machine gun fight, yeah?
I'm not going to lie. When I go to Cracker Barrel, I like playing checkers. It's always fun. Come on now.
All right, so let me ask you this. Is there legit heat in this rivalry right now? And you're like, is this it's so tough because they don't play each other, but it really seems like Ole Miss is really trying to throw some heat out there and trying to throw some gasoline on this fire.
Yeah, Will, I kind of agree with you. Like, they're trying to make it as big on their end as Tennessee's kind of making it on their end. But Tennessee's doing it for other reasons. You know, Tennessee's doing it because Tennessee's 4-2 on the season. Tennessee fans feel a little bit of excitement with this program. They want to experience something at Neyland Stadium on Saturday night. Ole Miss, I think Ole Miss was one play away last weekend from this being a whole different conversation when it comes to the magnitude of this game. So, you know, Ole Miss is kind of stoking the fire a little bit, but I do think a lot of this is coming from the Tennessee side just because fans are excited to see one of their teams play the 13th ranked team in the country, and that just so happens to be Ole Miss.
All right, so do you think last week Sam Pittman goes for two at the end of that game? What were your thoughts on the on Sam Pittman deciding to go for two instead of playing that one for overtime?
I mean, Ole Miss's defense was against the ropes. I mean, their linebackers were not playing well. Defensive line was struggling. You go for two right there. You just try to put them away and get back to Fayetteville. I guess I understand it. I thought it was maybe a little bit too early. Maybe if you get to overtime, maybe you play things out that way in the first one. But, hey, look, it is what it is. I mean, Sam Pittman needed a win. Now they've lost two straight, you know, and they got to play Auburn this weekend. So, you know, I don't kind of blame them, but I thought KJ Jefferson was playing too well maybe just to go for it right then because I think they could have beat them in overtime.
Last week, Jalin Hyatt catches that first touchdown to put Tennessee on the board up 7-0. And a lot of people, heck, Alex Golish had even come out last week and say, hey, look, we haven't given up on Jalin Hyatt yet. There's still so much for him to be able to accomplish here in Knoxville, paraphrasing. Do you believe that's a start of something new, a fresh start for Jalin Hyatt? Can we start seeing him, perhaps, in your opinion, start contributing more to this program after getting kickstarted last week?
I mean, it's all about what he does in practice to get ready for the week.
Sure.
But I will say, getting involved in the game, that shows me right there that the coaches were pleased with what he did during the week. So, yeah, I think a touchdown catch like he had, a few catches other than that, I think it gets him back in the game plan along with Cedric Tillman, Javonte Payton, and Valus Jones, which you've seen right now be pretty much the main rotation. But, look, they needed somebody like Jalin Hyatt, especially with his height, especially with his speed. And getting him involved last week is only going to help his confidence. And I think it's also about getting on the same page with Hendon Hooker, the quarterback. So, no, it's a good thing. I think it helps with what they're trying to do. It could help this weekend against Ole Miss. And it's a I guess it's probably a testament to what Hyatt was doing in practice to get that playing time.
Trey, where does Texas A&M go from here, and what are they right now? Because I thought they were lucky to even have as good of a record as they did heading into that Mississippi State game, which they lost. And then they turned around and beat the number one team in the nation. I have no idea what to make of Jimbo's team right now.
No, Will, I thought it was nuts. I mean, yeah, you lose at home to Mississippi State, and then you turn right back around for an 8 o'clock kickoff against the number one team in the country, and you're out scheming them. You're throwing blitzes at Alabama that they cannot, they're not comprehending in that first half, you know, and letting them get through and stopping their run game and stopping Bryce Young, you know, and then what he's done with Calzada at quarterback. I mean, the guy looks pretty darn good throwing the football around. I think this was one of those games where Alabama got punched in the mouth. They responded, but then you know what? At the end, Texas A&M kind of comes back and does it again, drives down the field, kicks the field goal to win it. I just felt like Alabama was out of their element. Alabama has a lot to work on as well. Like, I still don't like their linebacker play right now. I think their secondary could be a little bit better. And I think Texas A&M took full advantage of that last week, especially with the way that Calzada was throwing the ball down the field and getting Spiller out of the backfield and letting him make plays with his feet, not just in the straight rushing game. So you got to give credit to Jimbo Fisher, and now they head to Missouri. We'll see if they can get up for that game compared to, you know, what just happened, 5 days ago.
Trey Wallace from Outkick joining us here from Land Rover Knoxville. Trey, I got to ask you. Remember, I've got a lot of Kentucky friends, and they keep texting me. They keep asking me, man, what do you think about this weekend? You think we can pull this upset off, 6-0 versus 6-0? Look, I'm a man who usually tells it like it is, but I can't look this fan base in the face and tell them they're going to get smashed by 23 points, even though I think they're going to get smashed by more than 23 points. That's what the spread's up to right now. Can you help me in a gentle way let down my Kentucky friends and that fan base to know, hey, look, you're going to take this butt-whooping, but you're going to take this butt-whooping with dignity? Try to sell me on this, please.
I mean, Georgia's got the best defense I've seen in the SEC probably in the last 5 to 6 years, if not more. The defensive line is playing so well that I find it very hard to see Chris Rodriguez or Kavasige Smoke actually establish a running game against Georgia. The problem for Kentucky right now is they've not really relied on Will Levis to throw the ball down the field too terribly much. They do have Wandale Robinson out there, you know, who's leading the conference, but it's not like they're that run-and-gun type offense that you might have a chance to beat Georgia by testing them deep a lot. And that's what you're going to see this weekend. You know, Will Levis is going to have to get outside the pocket. But we saw a team like Auburn try to do the same thing last week with Bo Nix. And it's going to be the same thing this week with Kentucky. They're going to try to get Levis outside the pocket, make plays with his feet, hit receivers down the field, and then get Chris Rodriguez, something going on the backfield. But I don't see it happening. I see this Georgia defense being too good. I don't care who the quarterback is for Georgia right now in this game. I think Stetson Bennett could get the job done against Kentucky, and they'd be just fine. If they had JT Daniels, goodness gracious, that line might be at 28-29. So it's hard to look. Kentucky has been playing good football. They took care of Florida. They took care of LSU. They just got to understand they're rolling in to play a monster. And you know what? We saw crazy things last weekend. Maybe you give your friend some hope. Hey, look, you know what? If A&M could do it, maybe we can do it. But I still don't think it's going to happen. So good luck with your friends telling them, you know, getting them down.
You buy in what everybody else is trying to sell, that the SEC can still get two teams in right now. Alabama's at a 54% chance to make the playoff. But right now, a lot of the noise, you're looking at teams who haven't won a national championship in some time. Georgia in the 80s. You're talking about Iowa. It's been almost 50-plus years since they've been in the conversation. Cincinnati. Heck, there are some people wondering what can happen with some of the other programs like Ohio State, but they not even favored in a lot of those matchups.
I mean, Alabama's going to need some teams out of the West to continue winning. I mean, they're going to need Ole Miss to win this weekend. Then they're going to need, you know, they're going to need LSU, you know, to beat Florida. You know, and that game could go either way because Alabama defeated Florida. But I think it comes down to what happens in Atlanta. You know, if Alabama beats Georgia, and that's Georgia's only loss and it's a close game, then there's your opportunity to throw two in there. If you line them up right now, Georgia would beat Iowa by two touchdowns, the same way that I think they would do to a team like Penn State or even Ohio State. So I look at what Alabama's trying to accomplish, and that is, okay, how can we beat the living mess out of these teams over the next 5 to 6 weeks to make our game plan, to make ourselves look better when we do go to Atlanta and play Georgia? So that's what it's really going to come down to for me. And if you're Alabama, all the teams that you've beaten so far this season, you need them to continue playing well, make your resume look better.
Trey, before we let you go, have you been watching Squid Game on Netflix? What are your thoughts on this? Because Will West keeps giving me excellent TV show and movie recommendations. He's almost got a sparkling record. What say you?
I haven't watched it. I haven't seen this yet.
Dude.
I see all the – I know, man. I know. I see all the craziness. I don't even know what it's about. But I guess I need to watch it. I guess I need to watch it.
Well, you're one of the hardest working people in media, so you not having time to be able to watch or view things, I do actually find that believable. So we appreciate the time that you can wake up with us each and every morning to hang out with us Thursday. Trey Wallace from Outkick, we appreciate the time as always, brother. Try to keep off the odometer and the frequent flyer miles, yeah?
My man, y'all have a great weekend. Thanks, guys.
We are counting it down. It's just
26 days until
it's basketball time in Tennessee.
This sports animal countdown to tip-off is brought to you by Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. People helping people since 1934.
You're shopping. The Volunteers, 3.5 to 4 point underdogs against Ole Miss. He's Will. I'm Tyler, 99.1, the sports animal. Where are we right now? Land Rover Knoxville, Parkside Drive in Knoxville. More to get to on what they can do for you. Luxury pre-owned vehicles. They have those right now on the lot. Start bench cut, though, now on your program at TSL. Glad to see Eric Kane's got jokes off the air. What do you got on the air there, brother?
Today is National Dessert Day. Best type of dessert. Cakes, ooh, pies, pastries.
I'll start this. I'm going to start cakes. I'm going to bench pastries. I'm going to cut pies. You cut cakes because, well, not only do you literally cut cakes, but you also have so many options when it comes to delicious cakes. You just got the inside, how you create the fillings on the inside, as well as the outside decor and decoration. Pastries, though, well, that's when you get yourself into a lot of business, from cupcakes to a lot of the bear claws. And then for me, pies to me, just it seems like that's kind of a afterthought. So I'm going to take the other two first before I go to pies.
I'm going to start the pies.
Of course you are.
Pie is delicious, and I like when things taste good. So I'm starting the pie. I'm going to bench the cake, although I'm going to be honest with you, I look at cake as nothing but a distributor for the icing. The only thing, just hand me the thing of icing. I'll be just as happy as if you bake me a cake.
Yeah.
So I binge the cake. I cut the pastry. I'm 50-50 on pastry. Depends on the pastry. Pretty much, here's the deal. I only eat sweets if there's chocolate, and if there's not chocolate, I'm out. And if you put fruit on it, you might as well just hand me vegetables. What are you doing? Like, so
you're telling me somebody hands you a strawberry cheesecake.
You're good.
Not eating it.
I'm good.
I think it's pretty obvious that our breakdown of food and food groups is way better than anything we do sports.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. Well, let's not say it a lot.
I still have
at the same time.
True story. I was at the Weigel's right there on Middlebrook Pike, right there next to Walker Springs, and a guy walked up to me and said, I've never been in more controversy with my wife, almost near a divorce, when I heard you guys do queso salsa guacamole. So a start bitch cut involving food almost cost a marriage in Knox County.
Yeah, you know what? Wouldn't be the first time.
Yep.
Let's just be honest.
It's very true.
Most surprising undefeated team in college football. Kentucky, Wake Forest, Oklahoma State.
I'm going to start Wake Forest because as much as I love Dave Clawson's offense, their defense usually costs them games. That, to me, is I'm blown away. Granted, the ACC's down this year, but Wake Forest has navigated through those choppy waters. They look good so far for an undefeated team. I'm going to bench Kentucky because right now the schedule just hasn't added up. I mean, I get it. Missouri, Florida. Is Florida as good as we think they are? And plus, as you look at the way that they won that game where they were only in Florida territory twice taking the snap, and then outside of all that, I'll cut anybody else because those are where they're ranked right now between the start and the bench.
I'm going to start Kentucky because you beat Florida and LSU in back-to-back weeks, and nobody saw that coming yet. So I'm going to start Kentucky. They're the most surprising to me. I'm going to bench Oklahoma State. A lot of it's how they're winning. They're winning with defense. I never thought I'd see a Mike Gundy team that their offense sucks and their defense is awesome. So that's why it's – I guess maybe it's the way they're undefeated more so than the fact that they're undefeated. And the cut for me is Wake Forest. Part of it's ain't play nobody, Paul.
Oklahoma State played Bedlam yet? No. Has Oklahoma State played Texas before this weekend? No. That's why they're undefeated.
So I will also say Wake's going to lose this week.
Ooh.
Army.
You can't score if you don't have the ball.
True.
All right. Today is Usher's 43rd birthday.
That'd be U.S.
I'm going to be honest with you. This is the most important question we've ever asked on this show.
R-A-Y-M-O-N-D.
Best early 2000s club banger.
Club bangers. Here we go.
I was in elementary middle school in the early 2000s, so I remember these songs, but they weren't club bangers for me at the time. But here we go.
Preschool bangers.
Yeah. Party Up.
Cater's at a middle school dance, and somebody's walking up to him going, leave room for... He's got his hands on the hips of the girl he's dancing with in a sixth grade prom, and
it's
then somebody walks up and goes, leave room for Jesus.
And Get Low is blaring in the background at Jefferson Middle School. You gotta love it. So it's, yeah, Party Up, or Get Low. And somebody's gotta say yeah sings it. So someone do it.
Okay.
It's yeah, it's Get Up, it's Party Up, it's Get Low.
I'm gonna tell you something about me right now, boys. Dog whistles. Dogs can hear them from a mile away, and they come running, okay? Mm-hmm. Or they'll run away, that they get the attention. There are things in life where no matter what happens, if it happens, I'm going to stop what I'm going to do. I'm going to take off running. I'm telling you right this second, if I heard in the background, peace up, A-Town down, I'm going to drop my headset and take off running to a dance floor. No matter where I am, I'm going to start dancing if I hear bump, 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 because that's how much that song was to me. It was so important in my life. I start DMX's Party Up. As much as I love Get Low, I don't go to the window to the wall, and the only time I do go to the window is I'm placing bets. So I'll cut Get Low.
I start Party Up because I celebrate DMX's entire catalog, and God rest his soul,
yeah.
DMX was the best and still is the best. So start Party Up. I bench Get Low.
You're cutting, yeah?
Yeah, of course I'm cutting. Yeah,
you're not cutting. Yeah,
Usher sucks. Men don't listen to
Usher. He's from Chattanooga, and he is a smooth talker, dancer, and loves the ladies.
Still sucks. So he can like what he wants to, and I can respect the fact that
he's
a human being. But Usher's girl music. It's not boy music.
Kaner,
and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
Kaner, I'm not trying to go with the segment here, but Will West is about to make me lose my mind up in here.
Usher is the Mazda Miata of R&B music.
All right.
Have you ever played Usher's music? You ever made an Usher playlist of slow, sexy songs? Then you haven't lived yet, and you don't know what you're talking about.
It's the cabriolet convertible.
you got it, man.
All right, we got to go. Josh Heupel, Lane Kiffin, hurry up offense here. Today is October 14th.
Well, these are good questions, so no.
Best athlete to wear, number 14, Pete Rose, okay. Ernie Banks, Stephon Diggs.
All right, I'll start. This is easy. Pete Rose, you're going to bench Ernie Banks. You're going to cut Stephon Diggs.
That's the right order.
It was on this day in 1994 when Pulp Fiction was released in theaters.
Ooh.
Best Film featuring Uma Thurman, Kill Bill, Batman and Robin, Pulp Fiction.
Batman and Robin's so terrible.
It's awful.
Start Kill Bill, bitch, Pulp Fiction, cut Batman and Robin.
Co-side, two in a row.
And it was on this day in 1926 when Winnie the Pooh was published. Ooh. Better cartoon character from the book, Winnie the Pooh, Tigger, or Piglet?
Cater, making sure it gets the hard T in there as well.
Well,
I'm with you. I'm with you. Get on a swivel. You know what I mean?
I'm going to start Tigger. I'm going to bitch Poo. I'm going to cut Piglet.
We've had some mispronunciations that have been problematic this morning. So you're right. Start Tigger. Tigger.
Not for me, though, surprisingly.
Bitch, Piglet. Cut Winnie the Pooh. I'm sorry. You're already tickled, so don't even say it. We're skipping Ivins and moving on with this one.
No, I'm gonna tell you right now, if Eric Kane doesn't bring us back to an Usher song, I'm gonna get really upset. Ride with I don't know how much juice it's gonna get added to it by playing an Usher song during Ride with Ivins, but if we could do that, that would be so super awesome.
Let's go to break.
From Land Rover Knoxville. You're listening to the starting lineup. 99.1, the Sports Animal. You're such a jerk, Will.
This is a Tennessee Education Lottery Sports Minute.
Tonight on Thursday Night Football, it's going to be the Buccaneers at the Eagles. Kickoff is at 8:20, and you can hear coverage of that game on AM 990. Rivalry Thursday will be in Karnes tonight as the Beavers play host to Oak Ridge. Coverage of Rivalry Thursday can be heard on FM 99.1 with VFL Jason Swain and Brian Rice beginning at 7 o'clock. And Major League playoffs return tonight, Game 5 of the NLDS between the Dodgers and Giants in San Francisco. The winner will take on the Braves in the National League Championship Series. That'll come up later next week. Tennessee Lottery is proud to have raised more than $6 billion to support educational programs in Tennessee. To learn more, visit tnlottery.com. 8:46, Riding with Ivins, coming up next here on TSL. Good morning. I'm Eric Kane.
Let's go. How do you not like this song?
That's fine.
This guy was literally swag before there was swag. Do you know what Usher did to the word swag? Oh, you don't, as we welcome you back to the starting lineup. 99.1, the Sports Animal. Tyler Evans, Will West. Do you know swag? Usher made swag an acronym. Andy.
SWAG. There's nothing wrong with Usher.
SWAG.
There's nothing wrong with a grown man driving a Mazda Miata. There's nothing wrong with that.
She made swag. She wants
You're
a gentleman.
Comfortable, be comfortable.
Okay. Usher made swag gentlemanly. SWAG. She wants a gentleman. And gentlemen today want to play. Yeah, you heard it. She wants a gentleman. If you have swag, she wants a gentleman. No, you heard me. You heard what I said. You know what? I was getting ready to make a play today that made Will West feel really good about his play. I was getting ready to send a lot of love to his L.A. Dodgers
going
tonight,
all
Game
Giants
5.
Now,
I'm about to pick the Giants just to spite you this morning, especially after today's show. All right, let's get to it. Riding with Ivins here before we wrap things up from Land Rover Knoxville here on Parkside Drive. What do you need to know about today's game? Well, I was going to pick the L.A. Dodgers. Now, I'm still going to pick the L.A. Dodgers. What you need to know tonight is when it comes to Game 5s, I understand that it's going to be there at the park, the AT&T Park there in San Francisco. But I still like Los Angeles on the road tonight. Julio Urias, 20-game winner. You need a lefty on the mound that can offset a lot of what San Francisco's been doing on base this year. Look at the percentages against lefties. Look, I get it. They go a lot of heavy on the right side, but I think this is an opportunity where better teams win. And when you're in a Game 5 winner-take-all, bring everybody out of the bullpen, it doesn't matter how this plays out because the Dodgers are going to do whatever it takes to win. That means we're going to see pitchers that we've already seen, maybe an appearance by Max Scherzer tonight. I like L.A. in a close situation tonight. Money line play tonight. Dodgers minus 109 for Game 5 of the NLDS. I'll still take your Dodgers.
You know what? There's still some guy that's driving around in a Mazda Miata listening to us right now that wants to toss me a beating out in the parking lot when I walk out. So,
look, I'm not going to allow you to sit here and slander the name of USHER.
I didn't slander it. I said it. You know, it is what it is. If you like that, that's cool. It's like man capris. You know what I mean? Like, if people want to wear man capris, and that's do what they need to do.
I'm not going to listen to this right now. I'd rather talk about what Lane Kiffin's trying to do by force a rivalry down our throats or upset a fan base who's taking the bait each. I'm not going to do what Tennessee fans are doing right now and taking Lane Kiffin's bait. I'm not going to take the bait.
Lane Kiffin's come after the fan base, which is weird for if an Ole Miss has. And it's weird that that's who you come after, right? Because that's the fan base is the one thing that keeps that's shown up the last 15 years. But they didn't go after the team. They didn't go after the coach. Lane Kiffin on Monday. Yesterday, the Ole Miss account making fun of the chicken kneeling thing. So It'll be interesting to see what this crowd is like on Saturday and how raucous it can be, because Ole Miss is saying we want some. Are Tennessee fans going to give them some?
But do they want some right now?
They think they do. Sometimes, you know, you mess around to find out. We don't need Canada to hit the dumb button, mess around to find out, but sometimes you mess around, you find out, right? So they might mess around to find out on Saturday.
Yes, what they used to call mess around and find out Fridays. What's this fan base going to be like, juice the day before the game kicks off tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah, Football Friday. We're tomorrow. Actually, you know what? I'm really excited about where we're going to be tomorrow. Stop by and see your friends over at Long's.
We're at Long's Drugstore, so six eggs and a bowl of oatmeal. That's what we'll have for breakfast tomorrow morning.
Perhaps maybe I'll watch my P's and Q's or T's and R's next to tomorrow when I'm filled up on breakfast.
And hard T's every single time. And we're live at Land Rover Knoxville right now. I want to thank the great people at Land Rover Knoxville for having us out. Fantastic selection of pre-owned inventory, certified pre-owned options, 100,000 mile on a mile warranty on a certified pre-owned Land Rover vehicle. Yeah, you can get that at Land Rover Knoxville.
If he doesn't want his strawberry cheesecake, I will take it. That is authored and autographed by the man named Brian Rice, who follows us up.
You're trying to put fruit on my dessert? You might as well just hand me vegetables.
It's EA and Brian Rice. They'll take you from 9 to noon as we close in on a checkered Neyland Saturday night. You'll be able to hear every snap here on the flagship station for Tennessee football. Can't appreciate it. Back in the dojo. He's Will. I'm Tyler. We say goodbye on 99.1, the sports animal.
You're inside the starting lineup with Tyler Ivins and Will West on 99.1, the sports animal. Peace out.